Raise your Bible and say, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it.
Blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it.
Amen, amen. And we are looking at 1 Corinthians. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not love, that word charity is love, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not love, it profiteth me nothing. Love, verse 4, suffers long and is kind. Love envieth not. Love vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, beareth all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endureth all things. Love never fails. Amen. And I'll skip down to verse 13. I may go through this. And now about his faith, hope, love. These three, but the greatest of these is love. Amen. Amen. I want to talk about rescued by love. Amen. Can everybody say rescued by love? Amen. You may be seated. One more time. Rescued by love. Amen. And if I had a subtitle, I would say the main, I would talk about the main ingredient. Amen. Because the main ingredient is love. Praise the Lord. There are some things in life that you can just not afford to be without. There are some things in life that you just cannot afford to be missing. Amen. And what we need to know this morning, there is someone, we need someone who can deliver us from danger. We need someone who can help us, although we may be held hostage by our own deficiencies. We still need someone. Have we got a witness? And I'm here to tell you that he will deliver us from danger. Amen. We can be released from danger by the Lord. We can be rescued by love. When I think about that, I think about the fact to be rescued means to be saved from danger or distress. Amen. To be saved from danger or distress. Amen. You to be rescued is to be saved from danger or distress. And the aim of our sermon is for us to know what makes the difference between the haves and the have-nots. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. To know what makes the difference. Because the haves without love are the have-nots. and the have-nots with love are the haves. And the difference maker, the game changer in this is love. We got to have it. We got to have love, that strong feeling or affection that we show toward one another. We need love, because there are certain things that you cannot be without. Amen. It's too important to be missing even your family or a father in your life as you go through it. You need somebody to help you. You need somebody to provide, to lead the way, to give guidance. And you don't need, you cannot afford to be without guidance. I think about faith is something that we cannot afford to be without, because life will paralyze you if you don't have it. Fear will grip you. But faith is the opposite of fear. Faith is something that we must have, because the Bible says that it is impossible, Hebrews 11:6, to please God. Do you have any without faith? It is impossible to be saved. We got to have faith, don't we? Can we afford to be without faith? Not if you want to go to heaven. You may not have thought about the word a lot, but, amen, you got to have it, and you go to hell without it. You must have faith. Amen. There are some things that you just cannot afford to be without. You cannot afford to be without love. That means you need not only family and father and faith, but you need a friend. You need somebody that you can express love to. We're loving creatures, not only in our faith in the church, but in the world. We need a friend, someone that we can love. We need someone to love. When I think about love, I think about relationships, because you have to have love in a relationship. And if it's not love, you become roommates. Have I got a witness? You just pay the bills together. You got to have, and what's the missing ingredient? Love. Amen. You can have all of the above. You can have the clothes. You can have the cars. You can have the casas. You can have, amen, people. But if you don't have love, you ever got a witness? Love is an important ingredient when it comes to relationships. Love is an important ingredient when it comes to race. Ever got a witness? Race without love equals racism. Amen. Praise the Lord. You got to have, that's what the difference is, because nobody made themselves. Did you choose yourself? Did you choose your hair texture? Did you choose your height? Did you choose your eye color? Amen. You had nothing to do with it. But the truth of the matter is that racism will say, I don't like you because of something you had no control over. And the only way you're going to get around the barrier is to have love. Amen. And religion,
without love is just a ritual. It's just routine. It's just traditional without love. You ever been, amen, a part of the body of Christ and there was no love? It turns it into a religion. We need love. Love is something that must be celebrated. Love. And that's what Paul wrote these Corinthians about. The Corinthians was a very gifted church. The Corinthians had communion. This is where we get our communion scripture, one of the places we get our communion scripture from. Amen. The Corinthians were gifted. They had communion. But they had a lot of issues going on. They were very gifted, but Paul accuses them here of not having any love. And not having any love canceled out everything else. Amen. And so what he does is he talks to them about the haves and the have-nots. He said, and as we look at this, we look at love and we think about the fact that love is something that is critical. Love is something that is important. Love is something that we need. And as we read it from this version, it lets us know that love is something that is special. Love is something that is important. Love is something that will make an impact. Amen. Love is something. Amen. I left my smartphone in the back. It says, let me just do it a different way. Amen. God is good. Though I speak with the tongues of men and angels and have not love, I am become as sounding brass or as a tinkling cymbal. Amen. Because of the love. It lets us know here about love being irreplaceable. Love is irreplaceable. We know that love is something that is important. And we know that love is something that makes an everlasting impact. Love is something that's irreplaceable. You can speak with the Amen. You can speak with the tongues of men and angels in verse 1. Amen. But if you have not, if you don't have love, you can have a gift. But if you don't have love.
I carry too many phones. Amen.
Amen. If you have too many gifts and you don't have love, amen, it doesn't matter if you speak with the tongue of men and angels if you don't have love. Amen? The Bible makes it plain that you must have love. That's all right. Don't worry about it. I put it in my other phone. That's all right. Maybe one day I'll be on time. Amen. Amen. You can have the gift of tongues. You can have the gift of prophecy. Amen. Though you have the gift of prophecy, and you can understand all mysteries in verse 2, but and you can have faith. Though you have faith, but if you don't have love. This is amazing because this lets us know that love is irreplaceable. Love is irreplaceable. I don't care how gifted you are. Amen. You can speak in other languages. Amen. I don't care if you're able to foretell the future. Paul says if this ingredient is missing, then you are, amen, you're in trouble. It's irreplaceable. It's an irreplaceable. There's no substitute for love. We got to have it. There's no substitute for love. And he says, though I have faith, amen, I have faith to move mountains, but I have not love. He says, I'm nothing. I'm able to bestow all of my goods to feed the poor. Amen. And though I give my body to be burned, but I have not, I don't have love, it profiteth me nothing. Well, what does this say about this, about the fact that love is irreplaceable? You speak in tongues, you give prophecies, you have faith, you are able to move mountains, you, amen, are able to give to the poor, and you are able to give your body to be burned. Think about that. I can give my body in verse 3 to be burned. Amen. Would you give your body to be burned for somebody? That would be a good act, wouldn't it? I mean, to say you love somebody enough that you are going to be a martyr, and you're gonna lay down your body for somebody else's life. But the Bible says, even if you gave your body for somebody else's life, if you don't have love, as heroic that as that was, you still are in trouble. What is he telling us this morning? He's telling us that we got to have love. Love is irreplaceable. And it lets me know what he says is, notice he says that if I give my body, if I speak in other tongues and don't have love, then I'm just become as a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. In other words, you're just making a lot of noise. Amen. You can be speaking in tongues and no love in your heart. There you are flowing in a gift. And he says, you're just making a lot of noise. If you don't have love. Corinthians, it doesn't matter how gifted you are. You better make sure that in all you're getting that you have love. There are some things you cannot afford to be without. Do I give prophecies? I can tell the future, and I have all knowledge, and I have faith, and I can even say to this mountain, go into the sea. Amen. That would be interesting. That would be very impressive. But if you ain't got love, amen, I am nothing. Amen. If I don't have love. Now notice what he said at the end of verse 2. He says, and I normally don't bite off this much of scripture. Amen. I'm trying to work on another sermon over there and one here too, and I just need to slow something down. But the thing is that he says that I am nothing. He didn't say I don't have nothing. Huh? He didn't say I don't have nothing. He said, I am nothing. Amen. You have a gift, but he didn't say you don't have nothing. He says, I am nothing. And if you notice in verse 3, he says, I can do all this giving and give my body to be burned. And if I don't have love, that profiteth me nothing. That means that it's of no value. And he says that it does not profit me. It does not change who I am. What I do does not change who I am. Because you can do some good things and you still not be good. You can do some great acts, but and still not be. And that's important, because there are a lot of people who are at church. They're doing good things. But if you don't have love in your heart, what you do don't change who you are. He said at the end of verse 2, I am nothing. Doesn't mean I don't have nothing. It doesn't mean that I don't do nothing. But it does not change who I am. If there is no love, then there is no value in what I do. Without love, it steals the value out of what I do. Love is something that is irreplaceable. There is no substitute for love. There's no substitute for it in a relationship. There's no substitute for it in race. There's no substitute for it in religion. You must have this ingredient of love. Amen. Amen. And then he goes on to tell you what love does. And it lets us know how important love is. In verse 4, he said, love suffereth long. Amen. Love is, that means that love will put up with me. Amen. Love will make you put up with me. Huh? That's what love does. Amen. Love gives me patience. And love is kind to me. Amen. So you think about a lot of people, they must not have no love. If they won't put up with you. Love, amen, is not envious. Love, envy is not. It's not jealous of someone because they got something you don't have. Amen. That's not love. And it does not puff itself up. It's not only not full of pride, but it doesn't puff itself up. Love is not conceited. Love, amen, does not behave itself, in verse 5, unseemly. That word means love is not rude. You know, in the rude people, it says love is not rude. Love is not selfish. It does not seek her own. And it's not easily ticked off. Have we got a witness? I said it's not easily ticked off. It says that, so in verse number 5, it says that it is not easily provoked. That's just the way that love is. And it says in verse 5, from Eugene Peterson, says, does not force itself on others. It's not always me first. And it does not fly off the handle. Love does not fly off the handle. Love is not easily angered. Because why? Because if you got the Holy Spirit, it gives you what? Temperance. Self-control. You can control yourself. You do it at work. Why can't you do it at your home, at your family? You do it in your house. A lot of folk try to get away with this. They know where to act up. They have you thinking that they just can't control themselves. But you put them in the right situation. You start messing with their paycheck. They know how to be quiet. They know how to go to lunch and come back on time. The boss can tell them something they don't like. They know how to be quiet and bite their tongue. But yet, when it comes to the Lord, I wish I had a witness. Love. The Holy Spirit gives me self-control. That's what temperance is. Self-control. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience. Amen. And it gets to the word temperance. If you got Jesus, you ought to be able to control yourself. God says that I ought to not, Eugene Peterson say, fly off the handle. Amen. Amen. You don't fly off the handle at work. The truth of the matter is that God says that when you really have love in your heart, it tells us that love never fails. Love never fails. It tells us here that love beareth all things. It believeth all things. Amen. Amen. In verse number 7, it says that love hopeth all things. It endures all things. Have we got a witness? Love is powerful. Amen. I need somebody that's just got love in their heart. We need love in the world. Amen. Because love is something that can make our lives better. Love is something that can keep us under control. Amen. You don't need no class. You need love. You don't need a different partner. You need love. You don't need more money. Whatever it is that ticks you off. What you really need is that ingredient of love. We got to have love. Love is not selfish. It's not me first. In verse 5, where it talks about, amen, love thinketh not, amen, it is not easily provoked. It seeketh not her own. Love is not just looking out for me. Love is looking out for somebody else. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Amen. Love does not, amen. Verse 6 tells us that love does not rejoice in iniquity, but it rejoices in truth. Love rejoices, does not rejoice in iniquity. That word rejoice in iniquity means that love does not grovel. G-R-O-V-E-L. Love does not grovel. Amen. That means that love is not somebody that will be satisfied with injustice. It means that love is not satisfied with somebody licking somebody's boots. Love is not satisfied. Amen. 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 With somebody who kowtows. Love rejoices in the truth. And love will stand up. That's what those forefathers did a long time ago. Amen. They stood up. And they had love in their hearts. And love will not let them be ran over.